This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista's news, and we're going to talk to stand-up comic Ed Hill. It's all on the way after the Zim and A-Rock with Seven on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was the Zim and A-Rock with Seven. We've got a special guest with us this evening. He is he's on the phone visiting us from Vancouver by way of Taiwan. He's performed all over the world. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ed Hill.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for taking time out of your day, your busy day, to give us a call and hang out with us for a few minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not really doing much. I was just driving on the highway going back home. So you make it sound like I'm in meetings and meeting executives and stuff like that. No, most of the time I'm just eating and driving. That's what I'm doing all day.
That's what I do all day. So you're telling me I'm a stand-up comic?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
They've seen me perform. They've seen me try to do stand-up before, so that's why they jumped in so quickly on that. So you are...
I like how everyone just kills your dream right off the bat.
That's,
don't do it, Jason. Don't.
That's the way this family is. We're the crusher of dreams. That's our Native American name. So you are...
That's awesome.
You're coming into town, into Seattle this week. It's Thanksgiving, but you people up there in Canada don't celebrate that, obviously, because that wasn't your I guess it would be their entrance into the country as well, probably, huh?
You kept stuttering with I, and I thought you were going to say independence, and I was like, Jason doesn't even know what the fuck Thanksgiving's about.
I started to. That was the problem. I was like, you guys didn't get your independence on Thanksgiving either, but neither did we. So you're coming into town.
I always forget your Thanksgiving is November, because our Thanksgiving is October. We're like a month ahead of you guys.
And we followed suit.
You know, we really took the advantage and screwed our natives a month earlier than you did, just to let you know. So,
always ahead of the curve there in Canada.
But did you use biological warfare? Yeah. I don't know if that's.
they were just nice to him. They politely asked him to leave. That's how.
Yeah, Canada... we just took everything they had and said sorry. That's all we did. We said sorry.
It's the Canadian way.
But we still took everything. Yeah, we still took everything. I don't know. I'm an immigrant. I don't know anything.
He's like, all I know is what they lied to me in school about. That's all I know.
So, reading your bio, go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say all I do is eat turkey. That's it. That's all I know. I eat turkey and trying to fit in.
That's what we do here in the States too. We don't even know what the hell it's about anymore. Much like Christmas, it's all been so commercialized that it's not even really the point anymore.
Christmas is about buying as much shit as you possibly can for the sake of Jesus.
So you do understand. And then giving it away to your and then the next day you guys up there in Canada give it all to your butlers and your helpers.
We're even worse. We have Boxing Day. Do you guys have Boxing Day?
No, that's
a thing in the States?
No, that's a Canadian thing.
I thought that was Mexican.
Yeah, see, that's our Black Friday. That's when we think, you know, you didn't buy enough stuff before Christmas. Now let's buy some more after Christmas.
Which is not the point at all of Boxing Day, because I actually ended up doing a bunch of research on Boxing Day, because one of my friends goes up there every year for Boxing Day, and I couldn't figure out what the hell it was actually supposed to be about. And that's originally it was the day that all the rich people gave the lower class the stuff they didn't want that they got for Christmas.
Well, that makes it better. Yeah,
they regift all their garbage and then write it off on their taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's another aspect of the holiday cheer. You know, here's some of the shit I don't want, and there's a box for it.
And here's a box for it. And after you use the shit in there, you can live in the box.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're coming down for a big show this weekend. You're going to be here Friday and Saturday night at the Comedy Underground in Seattle, correct?
Yeah, I'll be there on the 28th and 29th, yes.
And who are you opening or are you headlining?
I am opening, actually, for a good buddy of mine. His name is Zoltan. It's a very cool name.
I saw his movie.
He's the winner of the 2013 Seattle Comedy Competition, so he beat out hundreds of comics.
Nice.
To win that title. It's one of the most prestigious titles in comedy.
Right on.
So what I'm trying to say is I'm really shitty. That's what I'm trying to say.
That is not true, because I saw you open up for Louis Anderson a couple of weeks ago at the Parlor in Bellevue. and you freaking killed me.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. What was that like?
Thanks so much.
What was that like opening up for Louis?
Well, Louis and I have been friends for a few years now, and it's always fun. His crowd, you know, they're always fun. They pack the room every time, and you know, and Louis always says, you know, I just be loose, have fun. And sometimes, you know, I tend to get kind of rigid when, you know, it's a show that means a lot to me. So he was like, you know, just go have fun. Say whatever. You know, they don't care. You don't care. I don't care. Just do it.
That sounds like he's telling you.
So he's been a good mentor.
Nice. I've got a few friends that have actually worked with him and that say that he's just a super nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's wonderful. He's helped me tremendously. He helped me with the whole transition to work in the United States, you know, ever since day one. And, you know, a lot of comics, you text them, you call them, and they're either high or almost dead. but every time I call Louis or text Louis, he gets right back to me. So it's amazing. And he doesn't have to. That's another thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to talk to me. You know, I'm not somebody that he needs to have in his life, but he chooses to, so it's great.
Nice. Right on. It's always good to hear that when you're talking about people that other people respect so much, to actually hear that they're good people.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's good to have that respect, you know, since I didn't get any from my parents.
Which is why you're a comedian. that's why every comedian goes into
exactly.
comedy.
Yeah, there you go. Let's have a therapy session right now. Here's my childhood.
How did that make you feel?
Yeah, if they really cared about you, they would have brought you to the United States instead of Canada when you were a kid.
Yeah, well, we were going to go to San Francisco. I think that was the big thing. And I don't know what happened.
Maybe
I wasn't gay enough. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
Went to the little north.
One of those cold winters. So you... go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just heard a dog bark, so I was just... I caught my attention. Sorry.
What do you got?
Go ahead,
ADD.
I'm parked in front of a church next to a farm, so there's a lot of birds and dogs running around. And I hope it's not private property because I don't think they want an Asian guy sitting in their yard.
If you're in Oregon and you're at a farm that has its own church, that's a compound.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So what is what's the comedy scene like up in Vancouver? Because I can't even remember the last time I went across the border. They don't let me up there anymore.
It's a growing community. We have three clubs now. One is a national chain. It's Yuck Yucks. I think that's the big one that everybody knows, the Canadian one.
Yeah.
We have the Comedy Mix, and we got the Laugh Lines, which is in the suburbs. We got a tremendous amount of independent shows, and we do, you know, there's also improv and everything. So it's really come a long way, and it's great. It's a good community. And the crowds are, I don't know if you guys know about Canadian crowds, but they're polite.
That's all we know about Canadians.
So what that means. So what that means is they don't laugh. I mean, it's a good thing they'll listen to you, but they'll just sit there in dead silence. So if they're laughing, that means your stuff is working. So it's a good workout all the time.
They golf clap to be polite and try not to make too much noise.
Oh, they don't even do that. They just try and sip their drink in silence in the corner.
That would be so awkward.
Say, don't disturb the poetry guy on stage.
That would just be, well, I mean, that would be like every time I've ever performed.
I was just going to say that.
Just silence.
Maybe that was a problem, Jason. Maybe everybody in the room was Canadian when you were doing it, and it just happened to be It happened to be Canadian Day down here.
I'm going to hold on to that dream right there, that everybody was Canadian.
Don't give up yet, Jason. Don't give up yet. It's just your fan base is all Canadian. That's all it is.
Okay.
They're all laughing.
Then I better stop all those Canadian jokes I do. So Friday, Saturday night at the Comedy Underground in Seattle. What time is the show?
I believe it's 8 o'clock and 10:30. Don't quote me on that. It's on the website.
It's on the website. That's the perfect answer. Go check the website.
But it's two shows per night. Yeah, I know that much. It's the early show and the late show. So.
Okay, and we've got Ed Hill on the phone with us. I did want to mention, or I did want to ask, because I know that you auditioned for Last Comic Standing for the new season.
I did, yes.
What was that experience like? Because I've actually auditioned for one of those reality shows too, and it was the most awkward, weird thing I've ever done. And it seems like Last Comic Standing is a little bit different.
Yeah, they gave us 3 minutes, and you know, the standard set is about 5 to 6. And so 3 minutes is a little weird. You gotta have to figure out how to show who you are in a very small amount of time. But we did it at Cielo Part Alive, and that was great. It was a good club, so the crowd was receptive, was sold out. So it was a good experience overall. It's always weird trying to figure out which 3 minutes you're going to say or what you're going to do, and you sit there for hours going, okay, should I say this? Should I say that? Is this good? And then it doesn't really matter in the end. I am so positive today. It's just unbelievable.
You're perfect for this show. There were a lot of great comics that auditioned for that were performing that night.
Yeah, Zoltan actually is another guy who auditioned, and he will be going to L.A. I think he's in L.A. right now to do the second round of callbacks. So.
Nice. So I'm assuming by the fact that you mentioned that he's getting a callback to L.A. and you didn't say anything about you going, you didn't make the cut?
I don't think I got a callback. Either that or they don't want to call long distance to Canada, so... I don't know what happened.
They don't have that.
I'm gonna blame them on that. I'm gonna have the Jason mentality and say the Canadian thing. I'm gonna say that. That's how I'm gonna.
It makes sleeping at night. It makes sleeping at night way nicer. I'm gonna tell you that right now. When you lie to yourself, it's gotten me through all these years.
Just blame on your country.
Yes,
it's my country. My country lets me down every time.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks for giving us a call. Thanks for hanging out for a few minutes. Everybody, make sure you get down to the Comedy Underground this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, and check out Ed and Zoltan. Isn't that a character from G.I. Joe? Oh, that was Zoltan.
I think that's a character from the Dude, Where's My Car?
I thought it was the robot thing in Big.
I'm sure that name is in every movie, and he never likes the way it's portrayed. I'm sure that's how it goes.
That would definitely be a rough name to grow up with. So I'm going to tell everybody, you need to make sure you get down there, check out Ed before Fox comes in and gives him a sitcom and ruins his career like they do with every other stand-up comedian. God, I'm just having a rough time talking today.
Yeah. He agrees.
And you know what? If anybody comes down and say they heard this on the show and come say hi, I'll give you guys a free CD. That's what I'm going to do.
Nice.
I always like to talk to people, and they come up to me, you know, and I'll give you something free.
All right, perfect. Coming up, we've got Krista's news on the way. Once again, thanks for hanging out with us, Ed.
Yeah, hopefully you get out of that coal compound.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're sitting in right now.
Yeah, hopefully you can get out of that farm that you're on.
I'm going to get out of here before the shotgun gets here. That's what I'm going to do.
Exactly. All right, on the way, we've got Hello Penelope with King Crush right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.